Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a two-bit party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate.
Yesterday was Father's Day, and I made a post on my Facebook page about my Facebook community, and on other pages to let everybody know happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Father's Day to the fathers who are not biological fathers, but are doing biological father stuff. He was one of them, his brother Clarence, and now he's having my brother. And also happy Father's Day to all the single mothers who have been single, who have played the role of Father's Day. Father's Day is every day, but who has played the role on Father's Day and beyond. So it's a lot going on. We have some wonderful, distinguished guests like we do every Monday, but today is open microphone. And here's our two topics. I want to know how you feel about Juneteenth, which is the Emancipation Proclamation and the freedom of slaves. Thank you very much for all those wonderful hearts. And, yes, regulate the man. That's right, Brother Clarence. And then our second topic is Father's Day. What does Father's Day mean to you? And our third topic, which is in all, we're going to talk about all this at the same time. How do you, what has taken place since we've had the protesting, the rioting, standing up for justice, the marching? What do you feel has happened? Do you feel like we have made an achievement? And if we have, do we stop now or do we keep on going? I say we keep on going, because if we stop, they're going to do just what they always do, go back to normal like nothing happened, and then we won't be getting all the change that we fought for. So without further ado, first of all, I want to say to you all, I had a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful, blessed Father's Day. And I want to send a shout out to my children. You know, thank you, my grandchildren. Thank you. You know who you are. You know what you did. And I love you. That's all I can say. I just love you. And I love you here, now, and forever. And I love you beyond all of this thing that they call life. So I'm just grateful to have, because Father's Day and Mother's Day is every single day, okay? It's not what you do, it's how you do it. And you know, and I say this, you know, I just love it, because when your kids give you respect, that's what it's all about. It's what you teach your children is what's going to be their future. And if they listen carefully, and it's in God's commandment, that you should honor your mother and your father, that their days may be longer. So I just thank God today that we give our kids, all of us, we give our kids everything. That's why they know how to do what they do. Because we teach them that when they were little babies and they didn't even know which way to crawl, which way to walk, or nothing. We instill etiquette, integrity, dignity, social skills, etiquette, communication skills. But most of all, we instill God. And when you instill God into your children, your grandchildren, you are doing the right thing, because it's very important to be on point and for them to know the wonderful things that can help them have a very beautiful life. Without further ado, let's get Cousin V in the studio all the way out there from Texas. Good morning, Cousin V. How are you? And welcome to the show.
All right. I'm doing great. Can you hear me?
Oh, wait. Hold on, Cousin V. We can't hear you. Let me see something. Okay, go right ahead, Cousin V. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. I'm here in Katy, Texas.
Okay, all right. We can't hear you. Say that again. Go ahead, Cousin V.
Okay,
hello, Cousin
I'm
v.
in Katy, Texas.
Oh, we can
I'm
hear
in
you
Katy.
Now, yeah. In Katy, Texas.
Yes, and I'm sharing our show on a watch party show. So if everyone wants to listen in, I sent the information also if they want to listen in on their phone.
Amen. Praise God. Oh, by the way, listen, if you want to listen to the show by phone, you dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064 on your phone. If you want to listen online, you go to blogtalkradio.com. Blogtalkradio.com. And on the search, you type Dave Jones_Production. I want to listen to it live, and I'm right here live right now. Hi. Just go to Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook, and you can watch me live. And then also, Cousin V, how do they get to your watch party? Good morning, Shirley Allen. Cousin V, how do they get to watch party?
Go on my Facebook page, and it'll show that I'm doing a watch party for the Blog Talk Radio.
And what's your Facebook page?
Veronica Louise Kelly Jones. Yes.
Veronica Louise Kelly Jones. That's actually crazy. You can also go on Eddie Justice and on Facebook, where Adrian Walls is, and Sherry Allen, and Sherry Wills. Look at all my Facebook fans, and all my blog talk radio. If you want to call somebody now, I'm giving a number, please do. And Instagram and Facebook, and Snapchat them, and all those other wonderful avenues of communication. You can TikTok them if you want to. And just tell them it's the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, okay? I'm still full from yesterday, you guys. I had a lot of different types of food. And I went to an event where all the fathers were there, and all the women, they they just made it all happen. They cooked all the food. They served us. I mean, they gave us the best drinks in the house. And yesterday was a good day for champagne, so I had champagne yesterday. And I know I'm Pastor Jones. Hey, what's up, Debbie Taylor? And my Eddie voice. What's going on all the way out there in Seattle, out there in Texas, and all the places around the world where people are calling in from? God bless you. God keep you. God, I love you. Let's go to Clarence M. Allen. Good morning, my brother, Clarence M. Allen. What's going on? Welcome to the show.
What's going on, Pastor Eddie? What's going on to my co-host? What's going on to all the listeners throughout the world? Thank you to the sponsors. Praise God for all the fathers who are out there who stand in the gap for their kids. You all have tuned in to the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk radio show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. That's what's going on. Buckle in, because you tuned in for a ride. Good morning, Pastor Eddie.
Jimmy Allen, thank you for that introduction. And like I said today, we're going to kind of like freelance and let everybody hear their views, call in and share your views. What's on your mind? How do you feel about Juneteenth, Emancipation Proclamation slave? How do you feel about the marching and the protesting? Have we made an achievement? Even though we still haven't got our 40 acres in the mule, and we still haven't got our reparations yet. But I hear that there's avenues of it being done and on the way, and it just makes me feel good. One of the gentlemen we're going to have on today is Brother Howard Strowman. Brother Howard is in the studio with us this morning, and I want to go right here to my sister Vera Jones. Good morning, Sister Vera Jones. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning, sis. Happy How are you?
Yes. I'm wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank
so
you.
Everybody that's on, Cousin B, Clarence, please say hello and good morning.
Good morning, regulator.
Good morning, Cousin B.
Cousin B,
hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, the regular
class. Last week I told everybody we were going to start off with health and wellness. I wasn't able to get my sister on, but before we do that, let's say good morning to Professor Reeves. Everybody, please say good morning to Professor Reeves. Good morning, Professor Reeves.
Good morning, commentator.
Yes, good morning.
Professor Reeves!
The regulator. And Cousin B. Vera, Delana, and all family members. A wonderful, wonderful day.
Good morning to everybody. I love you all. And happy Father's Day to the fathers that are on the show. And happy Father's Day to the single mothers. And happy Father's Day to the ones lots of time in bars and jail incarcerated. The ones that are in the hospital that are still fathers. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Now, without further ado, we're going to start off this morning. And, Professor, how are you doing this morning, Professor?
Oh, I'm doing just fine, Pastor Jones. It's been interesting. As I may have texted you, we're the way the universities and all, we're having our meeting and our accreditations, and it's just the focus is on the impact of COVID on how it's going to change everything, and that's going to be, so I will have to be kind of shipping out at about 10 o'clock because they're getting into a lot of details of how this is going to change our industry, and it's just been an amazing change that's going on, and that's going to be part of my mini commentary on just what this is meaning to everyone in different industries. So we're very good, we're very blessed, but we're also very hopeful, but also very conscious and concerned about any changes that are happening in the education industry. Mm-hmm.
Wow, interesting. Now, without further ado, I want to keep my word. My word is my bond. So we're going to have, at this time, health and wellness with Vera Jones. Vera, please take the floor. Give us health and wellness.
Good morning, family, friends, community, and village. I am sharing this particular segment because it is some of the things that I've done personally for myself or to help or assist others. So grab your pen, your marker, your paper, and don't forget to do your research also. So this morning, I would like to speak about clearing mucus from the body. Because I noticed over the past month, we've been eating a lot of things that we don't naturally eat. And we've been eating them for comfort food. So now we have to take a moment to detox our bodies and allow the mucus to be released. And there are several ways to do so. So some of the most common that I would like to mention to you, there are seven that I came up with, which is gargle as soon as you wake up in the morning with some sea salt and warm water. And also, make sure that you invest in a humidifier. Or if you don't have that, you can also do the steaming, which is great. You can flush your body in the morning by drinking some warm lemon with honey and H2O. In addition, you can use baking soda with lemon. Another one would be the raw ginger and garlic, and warm that also. And then we can go back to the old school days, what our parents gave us, cod liver oil. And don't forget the oregano oil. Next, I would say make sure that you take a multivitamin and get some zinc, some extra zinc and elderberry in your system to help the entire immune system. And a couple of different herbs that I would like to mention would be echinacea, the licorice root, zinc, again, and the pomegranate. And in doing so of clearing the mucus, right now let's work on our throat chakra, which is our throat, our third chakra. If you're not familiar, do a little research yourself. But you can also do that, enhance it by wearing the color blue, because this is the center for communication, truth, honesty, and it also helps with our listening abilities. And right now, we have a lot to say with what's going on, what is going on in the world. Amen. So the next segment would be nettle. Nettle is a wild plant, and some call it stinging nettle. And this is very rich in silica, sulfur, iron, vitamin C, zinc, and many other minerals. And this is known to boost our immune system. It is great for those that have asthma, hay fever, or allergies. And if you are one that have a lot of inflammation in your body, it's a great herb to add to your daily or weekly body. It is good for your digestive system. And I've heard that it is great for those that may have a large prostate. It kills bacteria, and it is great to restore hair loss that will actually add shine. So even if you're bald, you can take nettle, and it's great because you'll have that shiny scalp. You can use it by powder form. You can crunch it up in a salad if you get it fresh and dry, or you can get it in capsules. And last but not least, I always have to mention essential oils because they are a way of life. And when you use essential oils, make sure that you put them with a carrier oil. And if you want to clear some of that mucus away, what you can do is include eucalyptus or tea tree, clary sage, or peppermint. and rub that on your chest, your body, and the bottom of your feet. And that is my segment of health and wellness for this week. And I'll see you. Continue to send your love to God for self and share it with others. Amen.
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 Super.
Amen.
I want to get Anna Jones in the studio right now this morning. Anna Jones, how are you this morning? Good morning, Anna Jones. Hey, come back to Melanie Aubrey. Good morning, Melanie Aubrey. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning, everyone. God bless you. I wasn't hearing you real clearly. It's pretty low. I don't know if anyone else is having any difficulty. My phone is not hearing you very clearly.
It's also low on mine, so I can't really hear him clearly as well.
Okay. Anybody just speak on very low.
Facebook Live is clear. Just looking for the phone.
Okay, that's the phone. Keep talking. We were calling or something. So Mary had a little man. Can you talk of somebody?
On Blog Talk, it's muffled. On Blog Talk, it's muffled a little bit. It's very clear on Facebook Live. If I lower the volume on Facebook Live and listen on the phone, you're muffled on the phone side.
Clarence, can you hear me? Clarence and Allen, can you hear me?
You're coming through better now.
Everyone else clear, but that's a little better now.
Okay, wonderful, fantastic. That's what I wanted to ask. Okay, sometimes we have to.
Thumbs up.
Go right here. So let's start off with how many can you get? I don't know what we're having some sort of technical. I don't know why this is happening. It doesn't normally happen.
I cannot, but I can go ahead and get started. Did you say to go ahead and begin? Am I correct?
Okay. Yeah. I just want to see. Can you guys hear better now? That's what I want to know. Keep talking. Can you hear me better on Blog
Talk
Radio? Okay. Good. We have achieved our goal.
I can hear you. But it sounds like you're getting closer to the mic when you ask.
Well, no, that's what I wanted to happen. I'm glad you can hear me now. I did a little adjusting and a little moving around. Seems like it turned out better.
There you go.
That was the goal. Okay, so without further ado, we're going to do it this way today. Let's get some financial literacy from our amazing Melanie Aubrey. Please, take the floor.
Thank you, Pastor Eddie, and I hope everyone had a wonderful Father's Day and happy Juneteenth as well. The more I discover and remember and learn about our history, the more I realize just how amazing we are as a people. And even our message on Sunday was to encourage us to stand up because we are kings and queens. And I'm just here to say also that to remind us that we have greatness inside of us and genius is common. So what I wanted to share today is to continue sharing our what's circulating on Facebook about our economic and actions that were taking place starting yesterday. And I call it flexing our financial muscles. And if you have not received that, you can messenger myself or even Vera Jones, so she sent it to me, thank you, Vera, about the plan of action and our call to action for this Juneteenth celebration. Started yesterday with a boycott to the large chain department stores, and I know those large chains, a lot of them are maybe going back in business or not, so we'll just keep that in mind. That was day one, and this is a seven-day plan of action. So day two is actually today. We are to boycott McDonald's, Popeyes, I know, your favorite fast foods, but if we know ahead of time about these actions, we can plan and work around the days, you know, and visit them other days. But on these specific days, we want to try to maintain our action. So today is no fast foods. Tomorrow, Tuesday, is day three, no online shopping. And so we're familiar with Amazon and even the one I shared, doitallinthemall.com, any other online shopping, let's not do it on tomorrow. Day four is Wednesday. We are not shopping at major supermarkets. And so we will do our shopping around that day, but not on Wednesday. Day five is actually repeating day one and two. So it's important to write this down. If you have notes from Vera's segment, add that day one and two, no large chain stores and no fast food for Thursday, day five. Day six is a repeat of days three and four, no online shopping and supermarkets, and that's day six. And the last day, day seven, we are not to spend money at all, but of course any black-owned businesses are okay. So black-owned businesses, any day this week, Simply Wholesome, Aki Bamboo, your favorite beauty supply, you may shop all week. And lastly, I wanted to share about an information about voting that I found out about, which is vote411.org. And we can start going there and starting getting ahead of what we're going to need to know for this upcoming election and being aware that if we're we can register there, but we can also start getting information. And if you also would like to get in contact with me for your complimentary financial book, How Money Works, please call me at 323-388-7158. Thank you so much, Pastor Eddie. I'm done.
Give a big hand for financial literacy. So important to get the financial literacy. It's a big hand.
It's great.
So literacy. So much. And you know, today I'm going to be in the gallery, but I gotta show you guys. I even gave a shadow of you to my power. So busy. Of course, you know, Saturday was the wrong funeral for 5 hours, and God bless. I want to send a shout out to Elaine Newell and her family, where I did the homegoing celebration for their father, who made 94 years old. God bless you, Frederick Newell. Rest in peace and rest in heaven, my brother. God bless you. I was honored beyond words to do that, and you're not going to believe this. I have another homegoing to do tomorrow, which is Tuesday. And so God has been keeping me very, very, very busy. And I really, really, really enjoyed the financial literacy, and I really enjoyed health and wellness. Oh, and they were so good. But without further ado, we're going to go to a man called Clarence M. Allen with his famous book called Regulate the Manual. This week, I want to feature all of our co-hosts, and I want to have an open discussion. So that's what we're doing today. And then later on, we're going to bring on Howard Strowman, and we're going to talk to him for a minute and find out what's going on. So without further ado, Clarence M. Allen, please take the floor. Give us Regulate the Manual.
Thank you once again, Pastor Eddie. Thank you to all the listeners. Thank you to my co-hosts, the sponsors. But most of all, thank Almighty God, for which all praise and thanks is due. You know, Pastor Eddie, since Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, you know, we've been noticing that there's been, you know, and even Breonna Taylor, we've been noticing that there has been a lot of men of color being found on ropes hanging from trees or whatever obstacle that they could be hung from. You know, I was looking yesterday and there were two that were found in the Houston area, an Hispanic guy and another black man, both last week. So, you know, I just want to say to all the listeners, let's get this message out. Let's beware and be aware of our surroundings, because it's unusual to find, and we know what's going on in the United States. Lynching been going on since the time of slavery and throughout the South, since the emancipation, the Reconstruction era, the Civil Rights Movement, and so on. So I've been going over the last few weeks reading out of Regulate the Manual, where I covered some of these racial issues that we can relate to, how some of them stem from, just some of the mindset on how it happens. And so let me continue. Hold up. Not so fast, buddy. Hey, dude, do you still have any of those heater straps or burners for sale? What is a heater or a strap or a burner? A heater, strap, or a burner is a gun. Well, we do not make them, but disasters will strike. Then to the legitimate crews who will come through, after the aftermath has been tallied up and when all has been said and done, there is much that has been lost. The innocent, the bystander, and the soldiers who are really the victims of the large fray. The drugs and the chase for the dollar, along with the other illegal activities, with things being confiscated, towed on, bought, and sold. Please, pretend that you do not see a gun. This is just one time. Aren't your enemies and my enemies the same? I understand that we are enemies too, but we are not going around shooting at you, the white racist. You hardly ever get caught up. Anyway, just in case you did not know, this is how some of the games of racism go. Did you know that the jobs are dangerous and the work is very hard and dirty? Things can get grimy and dicey when racism comes into play. Anyway, the male youth of the black population are having too much of a good time killing each other. Blacks are your best weapons to be used. Blacks are widely used and highly regarded to kill each other in their own communities. The concrete jungles of America will all have the racial violence that they can handle, and there will always be more to hit the streets. To my white racist brothers, lean back and stay out of their ways, and things will be accomplished. For the rest of you, Mr. and Mrs. Know-It-All, no one can tell any of you what to do anymore. Each and every one seems to be doing their own things. The regard for others is all but lost due to racism. Regulate racism. Over hundreds of years, there has been killings, lynchings, cross burnings, and properties, and much more have been burned, destroyed, looking for the N-words and the spooks. are there any more degraded names in which you can call your black brethren? Whites only, wake up. It has been some, it has taken some of every creed, color, and culture to have brought this world to what it is today. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. I believe that every time, every color of the spectrum, at that time, every color of the spectrum was released into its existence. White, green, blue, orange, black, brown, gray, yellow, pink, red, etc. The time has come to end your racial hatred for the people of other colors. If God said it, then who are we to go against his orders? I bet there are many who are racist, and they have to get up and go to work with a black person. For those of you who are white racists, your challenge, if you are manly enough to take it up, it is to go to your workplace and declare loudly to everyone that you are racist and you really hate blacks. Then tell them all why. If you do not have a job, then your own people just may consider you as white trash. But you can also declare your hate for your other colored for the other colored man. Can you handle that? Do not let your white racist brother set you up in a situation that they will not do. To tell the truth, being a racist only shows your lack of self-confidence besides the lack of an education. Let us all stamp out racism with all of the garbage that goes along with it. Regulate white racism. And that this part of the book I just read is I broke racism down into segments. This was the part of the white races. I have the Hispanic races, the black races, because due to our oppression, due to the discrimination, due to the hate and the violence that have been put upon us, we have become victims, and it has taken a part and affected us in many different and separate ways. So, Pastor Eddie, I just want to say thank you for allowing me to share this book, Regulate the Manual. If it's happening out here in this world, there is something in this book that you can find to relate to that issue and that circumstance and situation, how it began, how we got to these points, and what it's going to take to overcome and dominate these issues through peace, through knowledge, through work ethic, and through the grace and almighty power of God. You can find this book at regulatethemanual.com, at your bookstore, Autodesk, Amazon. I'm Regulate the Man on Twitter, Clarence and Malin, Instagram, and Facebook. God bless you. God keep you in everything you do. Regulate, and everything else will fall into place.
All right.
Break it down.
Woo! The regulator. Super.
Thank you all.
Okay, right now we're going to go with our sports report. We're doing everything different. Co-host today, we're featuring the co-host and their section on the show. Reach out, probably contact, call in to the market for a section. And without further ado, I'm going to do a report. So shout out to my brother, Pastor Cooper. You know who you are, Pastor Cooper. What's up, Pastor Cooper? I know you're watching. Zeno, what's happening, brother? If you guys are watching right now, I want to send a shout-out to a movie that I worked on in Atlanta. I also did the play. I played the judge in the play. But the movie's coming out on July the 4th, okay? And that movie is called Justice on Trial. Justice on Trial is a wonderful movie. You've got to see it. All you got to do is go to justiceontrial.com, justiceontrial.com, and it'll tell you how to see the movie on the 4th of July. You get all your family in the living room and get you some popcorn and, you know, and watch this movie as it shows justice really on trial, Harriet Tubman on trial. You know, it's just, you got to see it. I don't want to give it all away. I want you to see this movie. It's called Justice on Trial. So go to justiceontrial.com or go to the Facebook page, Justice on Trial, and get the information, download it to your phone or your TV or whatever, and watch it. You'll see me in there. I'll be like, power to the people, you know. And you'll see some other wonderful, great actors and actresses. You know, you'll see the story of Emmett Till on trial. This is about reparation. This is about history. And this is about justice and equality. Please, on 4th of July, watch Justice on Trial. God bless you. What's happening, my brother Zeno, Melanie Aubrey? What a wonderful. Everybody's doing such a great job this morning. And the show's going to be done a little bit shorter than normally. I normally would stay on 2 hours, but I have such a heavy, just a lot to do. I can't even explain it all, but I just thank God for it. I thank God for the civil rights movement. The movement is alive and well. We're fighting for justice, equality. We're fighting for change. We're fighting for you, me, and everybody else, and especially our children. We want to make sure that they don't have to be worried about somebody trying to hang them. We're working on a project now that I can't talk about on TV or radio. This is the part where the revolution will not be televised, for real. But there's a part of the revolution that is being televised as we speak. And we're not going to stop. Don't turn off the juice. Keep the juice flowing, okay? You know, like them when they say, man, you got the juice. Okay, so we all have the juice right now, okay? About reparations, about inequality, about not treating us right. I think that they, and when I say they, you know who I'm talking about, I think they can now hear us very loud and extremely clear. Whenever you see white people and Asian people and Latino people and Jewish people and African people and Ethiopian people and German people and Yugoslavians all coming together to march with us, you know somebody been woke up from their sleep. So while we have their attention, let's make sure that we pound in the message that we're not playing. This is a real deal, holy deal. We are serious. Keep your knee off our bodies, period. Handcuff us and put us in the car. Don't come up to us with a gun in your hand. Come up to us with your mind, and don't be afraid to do your job. Okay, if you're afraid to do your job and you feel like you're going to shoot somebody 20 times, you're on the wrong job. You talk all that big, tough talk behind the scenes, then you want to get out there and just shoot somebody and make it seem like you did something big. No, that's not policing. We pay for policing. We are the taxpayers. We pay your salary. And so here's what we're asking of you. Change your policies and procedures. Get some sensitivity training. So when you deal with African-American males, no African-American male, if he's sleeping in his car like he was down there in Atlanta, all you have to do is knock on the window and say, hey, man, okay, you're sleeping, you're in the driveway, we're going to move your car. Because the young man was complacent. He was talking to him. They were talking to him for like 30 minutes. That's crazy, though. But they were, like, talking to him for a long time. And I think the police officer would, if it was me and I was a police officer, I would have said, look, young man, we're going to park your car over here because you're not feeling good and you're falling asleep. We're going to give you a ride to your house because you only live down the road. And I would have took him home. And he would be alive today. Ahmaud Arbery would be alive today. Okay, my Facebook Live, I want to let you guys know I got to go off of Facebook Live. There's something going on with my phone here, and I'm going to just be on call into the show, 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Let me see if I can revive this really quick. So meanwhile, without further ado, it is time for the sports report. Cousin V, please take the floor. All right? Cousin V, you there?
Yes, I'm here. I just want to talk again about the CTE in sports, the chronic traumatic encephalopathy, because we don't ever want to forget those players that have died from it. It is a degenerative brain condition that occurs in many of our athletes. It can occur in most all sports except for maybe basketball or baseball because they're not hitting their heads or getting kicked in the head or anything like that. It also happens in our high school and college sports because they really play hard for what they do. So we just want to continue to pray for all of our athletes. It is caused by one traumatic brain injury or minor repeated traumatic brain injury, such as concussions or subconcussions. So that is one thing that I want to always keep in mind as we always continue to talk about sports. We also want to pray for families and friends of athletes that have died in the past few weeks, coaches in the past few months, because I don't have all their names, but I do see it on whenever I'm looking up my sports report. Also, this is the first time that the Boston Marathon has been canceled after 124 years. The Tour de France is on hold, but we did get some good news. High school football sports have allowed their players to come back on the field. The UIL is going to allow football on TV, so we will be able to see our favorite teams, though we can't be there because of social distance. We can always watch our sports on TV, but there's nothing like being in person at any kind of sports event. The NFL and the NBA are hoping to start back on July 31st. The PGA Golf Tour has already started, and so has the fishing tournaments. And the fishing tournaments, it's good to know that now the colleges are also competing in fishing tournaments. Then this old nasty thing about racism, here we go again. And as Eddie said, no, we should not stop. We need to just keep going. It needs to continue to be daily, weekly, monthly. And I saw a website where it said you can either join the movement or start your own. It was on Facebook, but I was just flipping through last night, and I saw that. We also have players like Deshaun Watson from the NFL, Blake Griffin and Russell Westbrook from the NBA. Then we have Bubba Wallace from NASCAR, the Saints, Malcolm Jenkins, and they're all calling for justice. And we also know we're going to pray for Bubba Watson because he stood up and they no longer want that Confederate flag with NASCAR, but they found a noose in his garage. So it has to be someone that had maybe called themselves a friend, or you just never know. You just have to watch out for people because you know never know they would turn on you. But when it comes to racism, that can be a problem. So we want to continue to pray for him that nothing happens to him. It's just upsetting, though, just to hear that racism is being played out like this. Also, hats off to Colin Kaepernick, because some of the teams are finally trying to engage and get him back into football as a quarterback. So we'll be praying for that situation, all because of Black Lives Matter and this movement of justice, and thanks to George Floyd. Not that, but his death has caused a lot of goodness to come out, and we're just going to have to keep on fighting. So I just want to thank you all for listening in on my sports report. You all have a blessed week, and God bless everyone, and I am praying for you all. I'm a nurse, so I'm nurtured by heart, and I love each and every person. So just continue to pray and continue to fight. And I just want to say to Clarence the Regulator, my, what a prophecy. When you wrote that book years ago, we never knew that it would be like even in the Bible, or like Martin Luther King, when Martin Luther King prophesied about blacks and whites holding hands. But we do have them out there fighting for justice with us. So thanks to you again for Regulate the Manual. You all have a blessed week, and this is my sports report.
Cousin V!
Cousin V.
Awesome job, Cousin V. You're right on point.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was hotter than the firecracker on the 4th of July.
Hey, Pat Jetty.
Hold on, hold that thought 1 second, brother. I want y'all to know that Juneteenth is our 4th of July. That's our real 4th of July. That's the Emancipation Proclamation. If you didn't know, now you know. The fireworks you heard on Juneteenth, that was the right 4th of July for us. The 4th of July is coming up. That's made by groups who were doing hangings and all kinds of stuff on the 4th of July. Wasn't in our favor. There have been slaves. If you do the research, they used to put shackles on your feet. They used to put pieces on your mouth so you couldn't talk. And then if they wanted to punish you, they would put this steel thing over your head, and it would be hot out there. And that thing would get hot, and it would burn you. Or they would beat you in front of your family and all the other slaves to let them know that if y'all don't do what we tell you to do, this is what you're going to get. And after they whipped you with a whip, they put salt in your wound. This is the real deal, Holyfield. There's no smoking gun. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We're talking about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, our rights, because we all have rights. But we must remember never to forget that we shall overcome. We're not going back to what we used to do. This is a whole new day. I dare you to try to put a shackle on my feet and see what happens. I dare you to pull out a whip, and I'm going to make you eat it. Okay? I'm a pastor, but I'm a passionate pastor. I'm passionate about this because it's been going on for so long. My father's father's father had to go through this. And they didn't do nothing to these folks. They didn't even want them to really dress up. They never want you to read, dress, or look your best. So please look your best. Please dress your best. Please be all that in a bag of gold chips that can't be crushed, because they know that we are. That's why they fear us so much. We are the dominating man, the first man of this planet called Earth. And if you look in the Bible where it describes Jesus, it says, hair like wool, eyes like fire, and feet like bronze. And if you were born in the East, come on now, you know. If you were born in the Middle East and it was hot out there, you was wrapped up, and you definitely were not a light complexion person. So look it up in the Bible for yourself. And hallelujah, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Let's see if we can get Talana to do words of wisdom right now. Talana Jones, are you there? Good morning, Talana Jones. Are you there?
Good morning, Dad.
Well, good morning, Talana. Everybody, please say good morning to Talana Jones.
Good morning, Talana. Good morning, everyone. So, without further ado, I just want to say a special shout out to all the June birthdays. I love you guys. I'm Vera, to Brandon and Gabrielle, and to a few of my close friends. Just happy birthday, God bless. And my words of wisdom are prayers today. So I pray that the resonance of this prayer, you know, be sounded across every person who can hear the sound of my voice. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day. We are also thankful, to be in the land of living. For some of us didn't make it today, Lord. So we are grateful for those who are not here and for those who are. Lord, please be our comforter, and please also comfort those who have loved ones they have lost. Protect and shield us from any virus, Father God. Let no weapon formed against us prosper. Cover us with your blood and your son, Jesus. Remove the spirit of fear and replace it with your peace. For you have not given us the spirit of fear, but the power of a sound mind. Lord, we love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Woo! Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Beautiful, Talana. Beautiful prayer.
Oh, our word of the day. And let me go down here for a second. Thank you so much, Lana. That was amazing. Our word of the week is freedom. Write it down. The word of the week is freedom. The word of the week is freedom. Freedom is the word of the week. Make freedom applicable to you mentally, spiritually, and physically. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. Now, I want to share our scripture of the week. Our scripture of the week is James chapter 2, verse 2 through 4. And it reads this: Are you not then partial in yourselves and are become evil judges with evil motives? I'm going to read that one more time. James chapter 2, verse 2 through 4. Are you not then partial in yourselves and are become evil judges with evil motives? And the reason why I shared that scripture, because it talks about people, that's people that are racist, people that are hatred, people that have animosity against other people, people that don't want to do the right thing, they want to do the wrong thing, so they think they all that and bag those chips, so they end up judging everybody else instead of looking at themselves. Sometimes we got to take a look at ourselves and see where we are in our life and how we can benefit and how we can do things differently and better. And that's so, so very important. Hallelujah, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. So check out James, the book of James, chapter 2, verse 2 through 4, and that is our scripture of the week. Our word of the week is freedom. And however freedom is applied to you this week, whether it's freedom in changing your bank from Wells Fargo to a black bank, if that's your freedom. If you went through something this week and you overcame it, that's your freedom. Amen. Hallelujah. Hello, Alvita. How are you? Welcome, everybody, to the show. Welcome, Pastor E. Hamilton, my brother. Hey, Pastor E. Hamilton, call in to the show. 646-787-8064. Pastor Hamilton, 646-787-8064. Good morning, Pastor. Call in, man. We want to hear from you, brother. Look, we're going to switch reels a little bit. We're waiting on we're going to do the old. Yes. I'm sorry. You got to do. Wait a minute, Professor Reams. You have to go, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Without further ado, let's bring in Professor Reams for his commentary. Professor Reams, please take the floor. Give us the commentary.
Good morning, everyone. This is going to be very brief in light of time. But to my fellow co-hosts, excellent, superb job. This morning you just hit it right out of the ballpark. And the thing that I wanted to share with you is that the meeting I'm going into, they use, and these are people I've never met before, have indicated that the situation with COVID is now considered an accelerant. Any weaknesses or any flaws or anything that was going on prior to this happening has now been sped up to the point of where it's allowing even the education industry, where some colleges may not survive in the next coming years because they haven't grown, they haven't moved, they haven't adapted, and they're still stuck in their ways. And that led me to think about what's going on now, where we're dealing with racism, and this racism dates back hundreds of years back to the beginning. And so we're looking at a situation where those that have refused to change are now threatened by the fact that change is happening, whether they like it or not, and that if they do not change, adapt, and adjust, they will no longer be in a position of power or even be available or even be around to continue in the direction that the good Lord, in his absolute wisdom, has desired. And so when we look at the things that we're doing, as Melanie Aubrey, the action taken, instead of just celebrating Juneteenth because it is important, it's now being symbolized as an action. This would be important in continuing this action over and over and over again. Of course, when we're getting into the fight, we also have to thank Sister Vera for reminding us of our health, because we have to take time. Yes, we had a wonderful, many of us fathers had a wonderful Father's Day, but we also were saddened thinking about what's going on, because our babies are being hung. We could be hung. There could be problems that we face. And it's always the fight on how will this, how will I react? What will I do? And what will God want me to do when I would like to take some very passionate actions against wicked people? But then we keep our health going. Melanie also provided us with a wonderful thing, a vote, as I've been saying. 411, vote 411 is good. As I've said before, and as it will continue to say, call your Secretary of State, make sure you're able to vote, and make sure you're taking actions now, because as you can see from the rallies dealing with number 45, they're becoming very vicious, they're becoming very hateful, and unfortunately they're not working because they're not being well attended. So that shows that there's a good sign. So when we get to Cousin V, and the injuries that are going on, it's good to see that even the NFL and the sports that have been silent for some time are now getting into the coalition of the many to resolve this issue. Keeping in mind of the traumatic brain injuries, we in every sector are now thinking and moving in one voice. It's wonderful, it's good, but we've got to maintain this until November 3rd. And then after November 3rd, we have to continue to keep going on and on and on and doing the same thing and not get complacent. That's my biggest fear, that it's resolved and we bring in a new administration, but we become complacent and then we wind up a year, 2 years back to where we started. This is the part where the change happens and the good Lord is looking at us to say, all right, I've set this up for you with COVID. You now have to meet me halfway and do exactly what you're going to do, because now you have the freedom to do it. So get on your armor, do you, and get to work. And if you do that, you'll be honoring me and the memories of those who have been slain. And with that, that's my commentary.
All right.
The commentary.
All right,
Professor.
Awesome job,
Professor.
Thank you.
Be safe. God bless you.
It made it easy for me to say all this. Now I'm going to jump into this meeting and then fuss with these folks, and then I'll let you know what happened for Monday. Take care.
We'll say a prayer for you.
Look for it. You will be praying
so
for
much.
You.
Bless you all, and we will get through this together. Bless you all, and have a great day.
God bless you.
Thank you, Professor.
Thank you, Professor Green.
Pastor E, Pastor E, are you there, Pastor E?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Happy Father's Day, brother.
How you doing, man? Happy Father's Day to everybody. God bless you all.
Everybody say good morning to Pastor E.
Good morning, Pastor E.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. God bless you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Pastor E, you know, we worked on lots of projects together. Matter of fact, on Juneteenth, we were in Watts, speaking over in Watts. Square March. So here's my question to you, Pastor E. I know we've been protesting. I know we've been preaching. I know we've been marching. Do you feel that we are making change with this time? So let me hear Pastor E take it.
Well, I would definitely start off by saying I'm proud. I'm proud to see how we are reacting as believers. I'm proud to see how we're acting as a people of color. I'm also proud to see how the youth and the new generation is coming forward with not all the information, but with the heart and the energy to demand change. I just wanted to applaud you, Pastor Eddie. I got so many calls from the June 10th event in Watts. I got calls over the words that were shared from myself, from you, and from the other gentlemen about the history of Black America, and the words that were shared were really illuminated in that neighborhood. They're still talking about it. Actually, be meeting with a couple of the leaders of that area on doing some more outreach projects and getting the word in the street. But I, as far as, you know, I preach this. I shared this yesterday at church, and because I want everybody to know the transparency of who we are. I really know this for a fact that I have the right to be upset. Things have been done that really I have the right to go off. I mean, I have everything. I don't care what you couldn't call it bad, or you couldn't call it that I didn't have the reasoning to it, but I don't have the opportunity to live that way anymore. And I have to know that if I'm going to be sold out for God, I have to do it even when wrong is being done, even when injustice is still living in our country, still living next door, still living in our streets, racism in our churches, racism in our own communities, black death against black violence against black violence, all these things. But those of us that are believers, I'm so proud of us to stand on God's promises to say, well, first of all, before I even get too far in this thing, let me find forgiveness in my heart to know that I can't be the judge, the jury of anyone. But I can stand on what's right. I can stand on what's right. I can stand on what we won't tolerate anymore. I can't stand for these things, but I can stand with God and know that I'm doing the right thing. And someone can see through my example that it doesn't take violence to get change. It doesn't take looting and rioting in a bad way to get change. What it takes is unity. And that's the biggest message that I can share today, that the closer we get to agreeing on the same thing, we all got issues, we all got problems, we all got struggles, but are we going to agree on how we get this thing fixed and unify on it, no matter what color, creed, no matter what religion, no matter what denomination, are we going to agree to get change? And that's what I want to advocate, is unity and continuity and us working together. As we get together, Pastor Eddie, many times we just come together without an agenda, and God always shows up, the right words are spoken, and people can see change happening now. So that's just what God has put on my heart this morning, and I would just implore all of us to work closer to getting closer. Well, I like that. Work closer to getting closer.
Pastor, you know, that thought, man, you, that was an immaculate, profound words that we just shared. And I know that they did not fall on deaf ears, because I know there's people out there that need to hear the words this morning from the civil rights. You know, the civil rights talk show, we talk about God. And he knows God oh so well, all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada. I hear Brother Howard.
I'm doing well, Pastor Eddie. How you doing this morning? Hello to the wonderful cast and all the listeners out there. Good morning.
Morning. Everybody say hello, Pastor Eddie, and all y'all say hello to Brother Howard Strowman.
Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Howard Strowman.
Good morning, Mr. Strowman. Pastor E.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to be very brief as well this morning, but I want to put a couple of things in our minds. And as the pastor said before about coming together, we have a lot of work to do with ourselves. We have a lot of avenues and a lot of lanes that we have subject matter experts that we need to attune to. And my sister Melanie Aubrey, thank you. I got the book for my wife and I. We really appreciate it. We haven't started reading it yet, but I will. It's on my agenda to-do list. But it's on the back of the book when you start reading some of the things about the – this book says, stop being a sucker. Start being a student. And that hit me really hard, because I was talking to some folks, and I sent out some emails with some information on it as it refers to black history. And a lot of us don't know our history. And so the people outside of our community, they haven't attuned to our history as well. And so a lot of history is coming forth now. There's a lot of things on YouTube. There's a lot of things on Netflix and different things like that. The real true stories is not just all, you know, just stories made up out of Hollywood, but the real true stories. And one of the things that I shared with some of my people outside of our community was the Tulsa, Oklahoma bombing. And the replies that I got was astounding because, you know, a lot of them came back and said, I had no idea that this even happened here in our country. And so what we have is a long-standing history that has been covered up. And now the covers are being pulled back a little bit and giving a lot of people some information and a reality of what we've been going through for many, many years. I often say that we're living inside of two worlds. Being an American, then two being, one being black and then two being a black American. But I want to say to us all as we teach, and I love this show because we're sharing information, and I know Professor is off to a meeting, and I can't wait to hear what comes out of that meeting and things that are going on, because I'm in Las Vegas and we're in phase two of this COVID operations, and my industry, as to the level of my industry, won't come back until like stage four or five or whatever the stages may be. But this morning, I just want to say to all of the cast and the listeners, you know, with love, I'm just happy to be a part of the conversation as I can on a weekly basis now. And all of the work that Pastor, you're doing, Pastor Jones, we thank God for you for doing that. But we have a wonderful work and so much work to do in private, as we come together, as the pastor said before me, as we come together, we have to get down to the matter at hand, the specific matter. We can't be too broad. We have to have some plans and some plan of actions as we begin to tear down the walls of racism and hatred and brutality and all of those things. We have to make sure that once those walls are broken down, that we're coming forth as with a force, and not an opposing force, just a force of us standing together, having our own communities, having our own banks, and making our money bounce around 12 to 20 times in our community before it leaves. This is our foundation. We have to have a foundation of finance and economics. Certainty in order to move forward, because a lot of people would not give us the helping hand that we really, really need. And we can't always look to the government to make decisions for us and all this kind of different things. We have to really come together and figure out what our purpose is going forward. We know we're battling racism. We know we've been all of this fighting and with the cops, and they're killing us, and every single day they're killing us. Every day I turn on the internet or go on the web, you see this just horrific stories every single day. And but when I sent out these emails, and I had a couple of our brothers and sisters on there, they didn't know anything about Tulsa, Oklahoma either. And I was just like, wow, what an education we have to get started. Being a student, and then once you learn, you have to be a teacher. Okay, being a student, and once you learn, you have to be a teacher, because we are, a lot of our people are lost, and mostly everybody on this radio show is enlightened and well educated, well read, but we have a lot of brothers and sisters out there who are not, and we can march all day in protest. This country was built on protest, and that's fine. But after all of that is done, we have to be in private, and we have to come up with a plan and solution to go forward. And what are we really advocating for? What are we really fighting for? You know, because these things, and how we're going to do that, and how we're going to move forward. So that's just what I want to say today to everyone. Keep teaching, keep emailing, keep posting, because there's so many people out there that are lost, and they don't have the right information that they need to be studying, or they need to be viewing, or and different kind of things, so that we can continue to teach our babies and we grow up a little bit smarter, a little bit wiser, a little bit more cash in our pocket, a little bit more faith, you know, in our spirit, in our very soul. You know, we have to keep teaching, and then when we learn, we must teach.
Amen, amen, Brother Howard Shaw. Let's give a big hand for Brother Howard Shaw.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, can I say one last thing? I need that book, Regulate the Manual, but Sister Melanie signed my book, so whatever kind of way I got to get that book signed, Brother Allen, I want books. I need like two or three books. And I'll tell you, you know, like give you the names, you know, want to be for me, want to be for my wife. And then I'll probably just, gift somebody one, but, whatever the cost, I'm down for that. And, I'll talk to you at a later time so I can get that done.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Get with Pastor Eddie. He'll give you my number and just give me a call, and we could do it through PayPal or something, and I can ship them out to you.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, bro.
Now, without further ado, I'm kind of like Professor Reeves. I told you guys I've been really, really busy. I have not been resting. So please, everybody, pray for me. If God gives me the strength to carry on, Saturday I did a 5-hour funeral.
Yes, for sure.
It's not easy. I want y'all to know it's not easy at all. Every day we have, I get calls every day on somebody's case. So my cash app is money sign capital E, lowercase DDIE 072. That's it. And so my Zelle, if you want to hit me on Zelle and put some money in the account, is 818-795-3549. You don't know who you're helping, but trust me, you're helping somebody. People call me and say, Pastor Jones, I don't have no food. I go to the store and get them some groceries, and I get meat because they got to feed their kids. You know, and I know kids like fish sticks and hot dogs and stuff like that. So we make sure we get them something nourishing, some juice, stuff for a salad so they can get their vegetables in. I need your help to help me to help the people who call me for help in the name of Jesus. So if you could, Melanie or Jacqueline, please post that up right now on Facebook Live. Now, without further ado, let's get our other closing remarks. Brother Howard, give us your closing remarks.
Remarks is just simple. It's just like I said, like Pastor was saying, listen, when we come together, let's have a direct plan. Let's go with the subject matter experts on the various topics that we need to address in our communities. Let's respect those people who have studied, who have experienced, right? And we really have to, in the midst of this crisis, in the midst of this pandemic, in the midst of us protesting, we have to get ourselves together and be ready for all that we're asking for in this change, in this movement, in this time. And we really need to know that we have equipped our people with the proper education that's not being taught in the schools. And so that starts in the homes, and that starts in, you know, our dinners and different things like that, maybe Sunday dinner after, you know, after church or what have you. So God bless everyone, and keep the faith and stay strong. And remember to protect yourself at all times. God bless.
Thank you so much. Without further ado, let's go to my daughter, Tamana, really quick. Give us your closing remarks, Tamana, your closing remarks. Tamana, are you there? Okay, we're going to come back to Tamana. We're going to go to Brother Clarence M. Allen. Brother Clarence M. Allen, take the floor. Give us your closing remarks.
Yes, first of all, let me just give all thanks and glory to God. I want to thank God for a man like Pastor Eddie who is just everywhere, doing all he can with everything he can to enlighten our people, to shine the light where darkness is at, because it is due bringing the civil rights, constitutional rights, our human rights, not just our rights to live. I want to thank God for our co-host, Cousin V, Vera Jones, Professor Reams, Melanie Aubrey, Delana Jones, to the prophetess Monica, and to our previous co-hosts who were up on this show. I want to give God all thanks and glory to a brother, these two wise men who came to our show, Pastor E and Brother Howard Strowman. And in closing in this remark, we have to study ourselves. You know, there's a website. Write it down, RV Bay, B-E-Y, RV Bay Publications. There's a segment in there that says study. And it has a question, what to study? And it says, study all you can. And when you study everything you can't study no more, study yourselves. So I want to thank Brother Howard Strowman for bringing that in. And one of the reasons we as blacks in America have such a complicated time to acclimating and adjusting to the American way. I don't do the American dream. You're walking with your eyes open, but you sleep. They put that into the system after Martin Luther King said, "I have a dream." When I was a boy before that, there was American way, a way to do things. So the reason we have a difficult time in acclimating to this American system is not that it's because it's a European style of doing things. It's because we are the only race that Mexicans have adopted. The Chinese have adopted. The Koreans have adopted. The Japanese, even Europeans from different countries have adopted to the way how to do things in this nation. And the reason we haven't adjusted to the things is like what Brother Howard Stroman said. We have to study ourselves. We have to study ourselves so we know who we are. We have to study the history, because if you don't know history, the same game that was ran 100 years ago will be ran on you right now today, and you won't even know it. You know, one of the first rules in the pimp game is what America is doing right now. One of the first rules is take the mind. You take the mind, the body will follow. So this other website I'm going to give you, please go there. A brother told me, said something that I never forgot. He said, we have our own scholars, people that tell a different story. This website, go to unitedblackbooks.org. UnitedBlackBooks.org. You can download some of these books. They are free. Some of them are just $2 or $3. You can get them you can have them emailed to you down on your device, or you can order them softback or hardback. But we have our own scholars that tell a different story of the stories that we've been taught in our school system, which we know 99% of that is a lie. So I want to thank you once again, Pastor Eddie, for having me as a host, as a friend, as your brother, as a guest, and as a man who stands side by side, arm locked in with you in any and everything that you do. Just hit me up, Brother Howard Stroman. Matter of fact, my wife just said something. I'm going to be coming through Vegas in about 2 weeks, so let's get together and I can personally deliver you a couple of books, all right? God bless everybody.
Okay, you got it. I appreciate you, brother.
Praise God. We're going to go to Cousin B all the way down here in Texas, Cousin B. Give us your closing remarks. Take the floor.
I just want to say this is 16 hours ago on Fox News. Why is our president, if we're trying to get rid of racism, the headlines read, Trump blasts NFL Roger Goodell again at an Oklahoma rally, because Roger Goodell was trying to say, you know, that we should get rid of this systemic racism, and our president is just blasting him. So let's just continue to pray for our country, because we sure don't have a great leader that's not trying to get rid of racism, but blasting people for speaking out on racism. And also, I just want to remind you of the movie Concussion by Will Smith. That is my closing remarks, and y'all have a blessed week. Thank you, everyone, for coming on the show. And I love my family, our show, radio show family. So thank you guys, too, and have a blessed week.
So much, thank you very much. We appreciate the welcome. Thank you, my blessings, folks. At this time, I'm going to go to my sister, Vera Jones. Please take the floor and give us your closing remarks.
Sure thing. First of all, Eddie, like I heard someone say, you're everywhere. So I will say, hey, where is Waldo? But usually it's like Eddie, but you are the Waldo. You're everywhere. And thank you for this platform for the community, for the village. And I just want to remind everyone to love on God, love on yourself, and share it with your family and your friends and those in need. And don't forget what Melanie had mentioned earlier. Recycle your dollars here, right here in our community. And for health and wellness, recycle them at Simply Wholesome. which is on the corner of Slauson and Overhill. And until next week, I love you all.
Oh, okay, thank you. That's my sister, Gary Jones. I want to reach out to everybody on Facebook Live. At this time, we're going to go to Melanie Aubrey, who brought us financial literacy. Give us a closing remark. Please take the floor.
Thank you, Pastor Eddie, and I agree with Vera. You are everywhere, and I thank God for your life and for those that you're touching, all of us and all of us together, even this morning, that God knew we would be here and that he's anointed each and every one of us to be here now. As Clarence and Alan would say, we are here, and I wanted to say let's continue to share this program. It is on Facebook Live, and everyone should at least share with three people every time we go live or after the show. Hit up the platform, the other groups that you're in, because this is education, and this is how we will spread it and how more people will get the knowledge that we really, really need right now. I wanted to just share and say thank you again for allowing me to have a voice, and I thank God for that, and the scripture he put on my heart was for us to continue to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, and all the things we desire shall be added unto us, and to study to show ourselves approved. So we all have that mandate, and we're all going to take that up and continue to share with others. On Wednesdays, I wanted to invite anyone, if you're not a Facebook friend of mine, please messenger me. And I do Money Mindset Moments with Mel Wednesdays at 5 o'clock, live at 5, 10 minutes or so, and I'm sharing my heart and sharing what the Lord puts on my heart about money and money mindset. And because we have not been taught in schools, we have to have a paradigm shift. We have to think differently about how we think about money. And I know we can do it. We're already doing it. So I just thank God for the progress. Brother Strowman, I'm so glad you guys received your books, and thank you for mentioning it. And I have complimentary books for those, again, who would still like to have one. So thank you, Pastor Eddie. I'll put information on Facebook Live. God bless everyone. Until next week.
Also, too, Melanie, could you put my Cash App on me real quick and my bill account?
Yes, it is on Facebook Live, and we'll repost it.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Melanie. Thank you. Well, look. Anna, are you there to listen to 12 remarks? Are you there to mine?
Okay, really quick, I just want to say I love everyone. God bless you all. Thank you for the platform, Dad, and to everyone, I want to say a very late, happy belated Father's Day, and happy birthday to you, Aunt Vera, happy birthday to Brandon and Gabrielle, and I love everybody. God bless you all, and remember freedom, power, sound, mind. Love you.
I don't have a right to use this song into a play, but this song was heavily on my heart. And back to the COVID-19, I don't own the right to use it. Everything is everything the same. Nothing and no one knows unchanged. The young become the old. Mysteries unfold. But that's the way of time. Nothing and no one stays the same. mockingbirds do fly, and hummingbirds do fly. I just wanted to share that with you, that things are changing, you guys. And we got to stay up with the change, amen? We have to be motivated in the name of Jesus to walk into the change, believe the change, and be a part of the change. And change is going to come. And so, like I said, I don't own the words to any of the, I don't own these songs, but I just want to put this on your heart. I don't feel no waste time. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe you brought me this far.
This far, believe me.
And I don't feel no waste time. I've come too far from where I started from. And nobody told me that the road would be easy. Now, I also want to thank Prophetess Monica, who was a regular on our show, and I send prayers up to Prophetess Monica and her family. To everybody on this show, I send you love, joy, happiness, happy Juneteenth, happy Father's Day, happy I Love You Day, because it's a happy I Love You Day, too, because I just made it up, okay? Happy I Love You Day, all right? How about that? And every day is a I Love You Day. So we got to love on each other. We got to lift each other up, and we have to respect one another's feelings, emotions, physical, spiritual, and we need to pray for each other, okay? I'll pray for you, you pray for me, I love you, I need you to survive, I won't harm you with words from my mouth, I love you, I need you to survive, it is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. God bless you guys. And you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. We talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights. And there's no smoking guns on this show. This is the real deal, holy field. So to all of you all, I'm cutting out just a few minutes early today, and I want you to just listen, because here is the question, and I say it on every show. Oh, yeah, by the way, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Remember that the best is yet to come. And whose hand do we lean on? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and He will direct your path. I want you to have a really good week, and if you don't mind joining this song with me, sing this to me, sing with me right now, okay? God bless y'all. I love y'all, all my co-hosts and everybody, all my guests, and peace, joy, love, and happiness. Here we go. What's the what's
hey,
going on?
Hey, hey, what's up, man?
Brother, what's up?
This is a
hey,
big
party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop. Right on.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. it fast. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Y'all next week, the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, live.